This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths but have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You got mail.
Hi, I'm Millie Tamaris.
And I'm Elise Morales.
And this is
Go Touch Grass,
the podcast where we log in
so you can log off.
Elise and I are two chronically online comedians, and on this pod, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama so that you don't have to.
And if you like what you hear today and you want to hear more, we've already got a Go Touch Grass Patreon up with all of our test episodes, trending topics, a weekly newsletter, and our spinoff series, Search History, where we go back and break down a viral discourse from the past.
And don't forget to please, please, please leave us a five-star rating and review, subscribe, and tell your friends.
It really helps.
It really helps.
It helps everybody find us. And today, guys, we have an amazing guest. We are so excited. He is a comedian. He's an artist. He's a media entrepreneur. He's the lead singer of an indie sleaze band. It's Kareem Rahman.
Yeah. Wow. I've never been described as a singer of an indie sleaze band.
That's what I added.
That is fire, bro. I feel like Julian Casablancas right now.
Wow. Don't know who that is. Okay. Opening question.
The Strokies.
Kareem. Wow. Does everyone cool you know just have rich parents?
100%. There's literally no one out there who is cool who is not bankrolled.
I feel like I disagree. I feel like I know cool people. Like, the coolest people are the people who can pull off a $7 outfit. You know what I mean? I know what you're saying, that there's really maybe successful people who've been bankrolled, but I know plenty of cool broke people, me included, Elise.
Thank you. I am also cool and broke.
Yeah.
No, it's more like everyone you thought was cool.
Okay. Just has
really rich parents, because you're like, wow, that person just made a film. They're so cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, who funded the film? This guy's like a painter. She's just a singer. That's all she does. She must be super successful.
She's like concentrating on her art. She's taking it so seriously.
No,
she doesn't have to work a day job.
Everyone is secretly rich, except for the three people in this room right now.
Well, I assume that our podcast editor is not rich either. Otherwise, she would not have to be listening to
these. I didn't know if we wanted them to know that she was here. So yeah, the four people in this room.
We do have an editor who cuts off a lot of the producer.
I think that some people probably think that I am rich because they're like, oh, he seems cool.
Wow.
But I had to set the record straight
projecting
with that song.
Well, and this is all in reference to a song that Kareem wrote that he put on his Instagram called Everyone You Think Is Cool. What is it?
It's called Really Rich Parents.
Really Rich Parents.
That's very interesting to me because, number one, I've been following, there is this TikTok. There's a gal on TikTok who's going back and talking about all the it girls of like the early 2000s and like doing like indie sleaze, if you will. The indie sleaze era. And a lot of them, really rich parents.
100%. It's still happening. I was like watching something at Sundance and they were like, blah, blah, blee, blah, blah. Like, isn't this great
also,
movie?
Also, flex that Kareem was at Sundance.
No, I was watching it on Instagram. I was watching Hollywood Reporter talking about what's happening at Sundance.
Because I feel like you would be at Sundance.
I would be at Sundance. Yeah. I don't have
the money.
Exactly. But
Sundance.
If I had a project, I would figure out a way to go.
But
it was like, oh, X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, cool, who is this person? And it was literally just like someone's son. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this person's not, they're probably cool, but they're also rich.
Yeah.
Well, which is a lot easier to export your coolness into the world when you are able to.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
There was this girl, she's a lovely person, but there's somebody I know who, like, one of my first improv teams that I was on, this girl just always had money and but she was never working. I'm like, I couldn't understand. And then finally I found out that her dad had copyrighted the term March Madness.
That's so good. That's so perfect.
It's all she's the heir to March Madness.
Dude,
which is so it's so twisted because it's all college sports and those motherfuckers don't even get paid. The people in March Madness don't get paid, but the girl whose dad made the term March Madness can fucking bankroll her improv.
Also, no shade to any of these people who were born into wealth. This is how I think about it. If you were born into wealth, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's the same as being born into poverty. But you should use that wealth.
To help people. Yeah.
Not to help people.
To help us.
No, not charity. Like, not donations. I'm saying, like, oh, cool, you have an idea. Like, you want to shoot my music video for free.
Yes. That's what I mean.
Because you're a director.
Yes. You're putting it in quotes.
Yeah, you're a director. You don't need the money.
That's what my friends...
To direct. You like directing, and now you are going to do it for free because you like me.
Well, I feel like... My one friend has this whole theory of, like, in the 70s when people were rich, they used to, like, have a house and have all their friends, like, live there for free and, like, whatever, and, like, kind of bankroll their friends. Now when people are rich, like, they cosplay as poor and they want to be in it with, like, but it's like, nah, dog, take me out to fucking Ruth Chris. But they're the same people who are, like, you fucking get a drink for them, you know, and then they immediately Venmo you, or, like, I don't know, you, or they buy a drink for you and then they immediately Venmo you, like, right away, like, and it's like, damn. Damn, dog.
Yeah.
You got it.
That's because
rich people aren't being patrons of the arts anymore.
Not.
I know.
And that's what we need.
They're trying to do art themselves, and it's like, no,
dog. It's like, no. That's not how you're supposed to do it.
They should know their role.
Just be a patron.
Which is a great role.
It's great.
And everyone always is like, oh man, this patron, and they, like the Getty family.
Yeah.
The Carnegies. Like,
they're well known as patrons. Yeah, you can make a name for yourself.
The only fucking patrons, rich patrons now are, sadly, the Sacklers, which we don't have to get into that.
Put a pin in that discourse. That's a discourse for a different day.
Would you take Sackler money?
I don't think I could take Sackler money, unfortunately.
If they had a distant nephew who was mid, I'd fuck him. But would I get like a whole project bankrolled out Sackler funds?
No.
Would I fuck a mid nephew that would fly me out somewhere? That's a whole different story.
Why does he gotta be mid? Why can't he be just hot?
Well, you know, hot. Hot, there's no problem. There's no hot. That's a given. Mid, we're talking morally gray, and that's where I'm saying.
His last name is Sackler.
Oh,
so
I don't know about...
That's a red flag.
I said distant nephew, but if the last name is Sackler, okay.
That's tough, but then it's like... Well, I read the book Empire of Pain, and it's like, which branch of the Sackler family is this guy coming from?
Elise has always read a book. That's the thing about Elise. She's always read a book.
That's a sign. That's also cosplay.
Yeah, that's me, like, cosplaying as smart.
Exactly. Like, everyone's like, oh, I read the book.
She's always read the book. Elise, why don't you ask the next question?
Let me pull up our next question. Okay, so Kareem, you're a comedian. You've also got a huge following online. I don't know if you identify as an influencer.
I feel like you're an influencer. I don't care if you identify as that.
I don't want to put
putting
that,
you in that box.
Yeah,
I'm putting you in that box.
I was like, some people, they shy away from that word. But either way, you're a comedian. You've got a big following online. You're influencing the culture. tell us, before we get into it, just give our audience the breakdown of your different projects, specifically Subway Takes, Keep the Meter Running. What started and how did they go?
Let me address the influencer allegations.
Absolutely. Wow.
Look, I would, first and foremost,
you don't spawn con for Weight Watchers.
That is.
So let's just chill.
And that's
chill.
What I was going to say.
Let's
chill. That's what I've been
thinking. Because I saw that.
No,
I don't even know if I engaged in that.
This is now Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
We're here to confront you.
I am here to say I would apprehensively agree that influencer could be used simply because MFs need a paycheck, and it's a really easy way to tell a brand that I'm interested in working with them.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like looking at people who are comedians, and I'm like, that person's not getting brand deals because their job is to sell tickets to their shows and go on tour.
Yeah.
I personally do not have interest in touring because I'm lazy. I want to be home. I want to watch TV. I want to hang out. I like New York. No, I really like New York.
I agree. I mean, I would tour, but to even get to the place where you're touring big cities,
you have to tour
like Chucklehead in Indianapolis.
Exactly.
Like, you do.
And it's a grind. And I was like, you know what? So if I have to be a hybrid where it's like I'm a comedian on the internet, I do shows in New York, I have fun with my friends, I come on podcasts like this, but then I get the...
And then you never come back again because we're roasting you so hard?
No. But then I get the Weight Watchers check.
Oh, God.
Sue me. Then yes, okay, so I have a show called Subway Takes, mm-hmm. which is a one-minute podcast show on the internet.
Somebody here was like, arguably one of your most popular Subway Takes.
Before the podcast began, it was said that you are the most popular.
Somebody here has the most popular views
Subway Take
out of 85 episodes. Somebody
out of 85,
here.
Somebody here.
Somebody here is the reigning champion of Subway Takes.
It's
Subway
Millie, takes. You guys.
It's me.
It is Millie. It's me. Every round of applause. Yeah, Millie.
Okay, but tell us what Subway Takes is.
Subway Takes is a one-minute talk show on the subway where I ask someone, what's your take? And that's the only question on the talk show. Millie, what's your take?
Well, you know, I said androids are better than... I did not know. I knew it was a hot take, but the androids are better than iPhones. Did not know. I still am getting comments on that. Like, people feel strongly.
It was a fiery
you
hot
did it for
take.
The culture. You did it for the Android culture.
I did it for the culture.
It would take like a thousand suns.
Because when somebody's like, Android is better than iPhone, it's usually some like small Indian
Elon
boy.
Musk, yeah,
oh, you're
yeah.
going
Elon
a different
Musk
direction.
Fan, stand.
Okay.
Elon Musk, stand. Yeah, no, same like, direction. Like yeah. Smart Indian boy.
A smart Indian boy in Arizona who's like, bro, you don't understand. These apps are free. You can do whatever you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, then when
blah,
they
blah,
see
blah,
a
blah,
hot Dominican girl with like, long acrylics on the subway talking
about...
Yeah,
you pulled a... This is a Mac and this is a PC. You flipped it.
Yeah.
And
yes.
you
yeah.
became yeah. the Mac.
For sure. And I'll also say that, ladies, I know it's hard out here. If you want nonstop DMs from the most random guys in literally every country in the world, I'm talking Eastern Europe, Africa, India, you just say you like androids on a platform, they will come. They will come and you will be creeped out. So yes, people go on your so Elise was like, she thought that Subway Takes was like you just ran into people on the train.
A lot
so
of
she was just
that.
Taking the train all the time.
Yeah, yeah. No, no I'm on the train. No. I did think that. But then
she's like, I gotta take the train.
I was like, wow, he's running into a lot of New York comedians. he's running into a lot of people.
You gotta
people.
Get Elise on. She has a lot of hot takes.
Elise is coming on. Elise is coming on.
I have a take and I'll save it because it's
you can
for the
use, why don't you use one of your like extras? Use a mid take.
Like a mid sackler that I would fuck.
What's your mid take?
My mid take? I guess my mid take, which we disagreed on in a recent episode of the Patreon, is that you can delete anything online.
Tweet and delete. Elise is a tweet and deleter. I disagree. I think that if the comments are hot and you're getting roasted, you got to just take it. Elise says no.
You're like 50 Cent. You're like, just get shot 9 times.
Well, I mean, I hope I'm not 50 Cent. And, you know, everyone says every day 50 Cent proved why he gets shot 9 times because he's a fucking bully and a menace.
Is he?
Yes.
I'm not up to it.
Well, he bullies a lot of specifically women.
Pin in that discourse.
All right.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's
Pin
all
in
discourse.
That discourse.
Yeah. He like trolls women and then this one, I don't know, it's really bad, but
I'm pro tweet and delete because I feel that the conversation will continue regardless of your deletion, but you are allowed to be like, I can't be getting these notifications anymore.
I just feel like if you tweet and delete, then people will take that shit to your other comments.
I have a question. Is it a form of self-preservation? Like, this is only tweet and delete if you are being harassed? Or is this tweet and delete like, oh, bad tweet because it's dumb and flopped? Delete.
Flop tweet's fine.
Flop tweet, yes, absolutely.
We're
but
talking
I'm
about
talking more about,
by.
Like, if you have become the discourse, I think you are allowed to delete because the internet is forever and the screenshots will exist and everyone can continue to roast you on their own, in their own ecosystem, but you can delete to be like, I do not want these notifications any longer.
Speaking of a tweet and delete, one of the Subway takes was that Taylor Swift is one of the greatest songwriters of all times. I disagreed.
Woof.
Which was a mistake.
Woof.
You got
did that video crazy. Made it crazy. That video made its way to Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was literally being doxxed and also falsely accused of like being misogynistic, being a woman hater.
Well, you are.
I said false.
Well, like, yeah, for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
there's no water.
No, Kareem's not in this.
No, I went as far as to delete my Twitter account.
Yeah, I left that.
I said,
sure,
you know what? I'm not like because it was crazy though. It was like
I'm sure
women experience it on a daily basis. Yeah. Which this is not a joke at all. Like women do experience it on a daily basis. Yeah. But I got a taste of like, hey, you should kill yourself.
Just yeah,
you are
a million times.
I go to my other. Sometimes I
was
go
like,
to my
oh
other tweet,
my
like
God.
My other message inbox, like the other one on Twitter, and there's like some guy responding to something I tweeted 3 years ago, and it's like, all pussies are trash, and I'm like, what? Or it's like, you suck, and I'm like, okay, bro.
You know what's but funny yeah. is you are the second guest that we've now had who said that they have had a video taken from its originally intended platform
and put on Twitter.
Brought to Twitter, and it was the worst experience of their life because yeah. Twitter is the platform for bad faith stuff
yeah.
of being and like not realizing that like you have a show. It's called Subway Takes. It's lighthearted.
You're
friends with the guests.
I was being intentionally silly.
Yeah, and sometimes in service of the show, I imagine
you can't be like I agree with everything.
Every single
yeah.
person, right? And so it's like, but Twitter will take that and just be like, this man hates women.
Yeah,
he hates every woman he's ever seen. This person,
yeah.
I can see it in his eyes. And it's just like, so it's just funny that you are the second guest that we've had who said that like having a video taken from its original platform and put on Twitter was their worst viral. It's a bad experience.
Yeah. Do not recommend.
Yeah. Also, that's so funny. Just in general, stand-up culture is very scary. I remember one time this one girl who we're hoping to have on the podcast one day because she's crazy. I love her. But she purposefully started like beef with Nicki Minaj stans. She purposely was like, Nicki Minaj is whack.
That's so funny.
And like, I know she's crazy. Like who the fuck?
I know that. I'm like, that's shiver down my spine. It's scary. To think about activating the barbs in that way is scary.
She activated the barbs. And then I wrote back like, Ashley, you are so crazy. Or like, I can't believe I wrote like LOL on one of the things, and then they went after me. And then
because
I wrote LOL. They're like, they screenshotted my fucking profile picture, and they'd be like, can't believe you're laughing when you're looking like this.
Oh my god!
I'm like, god damn, I got a stray for just huh?
The cruelty that will
cruelty.
Come
and I'm
from.
Like, I just laughed at this.
Internet has no chill, bro.
No.
It has no chill. I don't even try to be funny on there anymore. Fuck it.
I'm
a philosopher now.
Yeah, speaking of philosopher, what about Keep the Meter Running? Which
oh,
I feel like is running. you're more like wholesome.
It's my angel side.
Angel mm-hmm. side.
It's
yeah.
my angel side. I hail a cab. And I ask the cab driver to take me to their favorite place and to keep the meter running. And then I have an adventure with the cab driver, learn about their lives, learn about myself in the process, have some good food. And
because they'll take them to like Muslim restaurants
their
mosque and shit. It's really cute.
It's really, really, really something that it's so much fun. I just realized I have the same rug in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted. I was
wow,
like,
was
wait,
it from
what?
Fucking
am I now?
Wayfair too, you
no,
fucking influencer?
I can't tell you where it's from.
Because
they haven't paid
the
for that promotion yet.
Let's just say sometimes when you slide in the DMs and you say, I need a rug. Let's just say sometimes they'll give you one.
Okay.
This discourse is really going to come back at the end of the pod.
I'm new to this.
Yeah, okay.
My friend, who's old to this, was like, hey, if you want something, just DM and ask for it. I said,
yeah.
There's no way that works. Guess what?
It does.
It fucking works.
It does. But do you feel like you have to post about it, though?
I do. I mean, if I like the thing.
You post
if I don't
like
it, I don't. But it's chill.
Sometimes when people will just send me, like, once in a while, I'll just be like, hey, we'll send, like, hey, here's, like, 15 jars of dip. Like, I've gotten that before. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to fucking post.
You know what? it's been long enough into this episode that I haven't mentioned my chronic incurable dry eye. But
wow, bingo card.
But one time I talked about my chronic incurable dry eye on our former podcast, and someone did send me tea tree oil wipes for your eyelid.
Wow.
And that was kind of my big influencer. That was a big influencer moment for me.
You're a chronic dry eye influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she does bring it up on every single podcast.
I'm the only one out here having the discussion.
Yeah, good.
I'm shining a light on chronic incurable dry eye.
You and my crusty-eyed poodle.
We need you. You have a crusty-eyed poodle? You have one of those crusty-eyed white MFs?
He's mixed, first of all, and he's Havanese. And also, I am a Dominican woman that lives in New York, so... I'm not going to shy away from who I am, really. That means that maybe, yeah, I do have a crusty-eyed poodle, and you're just going to have to deal with it, and I will be sucking off full volume.
Is it white?
It's biracial.
What color
is black and white.
What color is the face?
The face is... Because I did not...
What color is the face?
Black and white. It's
what color is the eye?
He's black and white.
Okay,
black and white.
What color is the eye part?
The eye part is black, so
where's
you can't tell.
Where's the crust?
The crust is the eye, because poodles get crusty eyes.
Because I don't like when the crusty-eyed white MF...
I know.
Really see the
crust.
Yeah,
I know, but I'm saying I'm being vulnerable and say you can't tell, but I know. And I try not to.
What are you
gonna
do about that?
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, we talked about the keep the meter running. Has there been any wild ones that you want to let us know before we move on?
No, nothing too wild. I mean, they've all been very tame.
Because like one time I'm like, this meter is running.
Oh, the meter. I mean, I have to. So I started doing the show a lot. Like I was doing like an episode a week. But they cost literally $1,000.
Yeah.
And I'm out of money. So now
because I'm like, this guy's fucking letting.
No, I was
like,
using my own money.
We're seeing all his kids and shit.
No. This is why we need a patron of the arts.
I need someone who's rich. I need a patron. And so now I'm doing them a lot less because, again, self-funded. And I just did one for the first time in a while. I did one in Cairo, which I should say is crazy. I was on vacation with my family.
I saw
and
that.
I could not resist.
Of course.
I was like, But
I hear that in Cairo they like to take people for a ride anyway.
They do like to take people for a ride.
So the fact that
we did go for a ride.
Yeah, like they'll be, I mean, like really like pimping
it out.
Oh,
they take you the long way no matter what.
Yeah, so for you to keep the meter running, it must have been a 38-hour episode.
We ended up in some crazy places. I was like, we ended up in a place where taxis are not allowed to go. Because the streets are so small. It's almost like a favela. Like, it's like, it's the hood.
Yeah.
But he was like, you go in there for the best food. And I was like, well, you
okay,
can't
well,
go in
you're
there.
Gonna,
he was like, get a tuk-tuk, which is like a little motorcycle taxi. So I jumped out of his taxi, got in motorcycle taxi, went to the kushari spot, which is my favorite national Egyptian food.
Yeah.
It's called kushari. It's rice, lentils, macaroni.
Amazing.
Garbanzo beans, all mixed together, plus fried onions, red sauce.
I love a fried onion.
Some spices. It's like spaghetti and rice. It's like it's just carbs.
Yeah, I was like every important carb is represented by what you just said.
Carb representation.
But it's good because you know that keeps you full. Like Dominicans, like when we go to the beach, we make a big bowl of Dominican spaghetti, and it's kind of the same.
Dominican spaghetti?
It's just like the sauce is just. It's made with a lot of olives and like it's just like kind of with salami and shit. It's just like really like Latin flavored.
What do you
spaghetti.
Think about that episode with Puerto Rican food is better than Dominican food?
That's why I say, I mean, also, and honestly, didn't do as well as Androids, and that's all I'm going to say about that because one of the takes was that Puerto Rican food is not as good as Dominican food.
I saw it.
And all I'm going to say is to ask him to say it in Spanish. Anyway.
Ken Starr, you hear that, bro?
Yeah. Ken Starr, dilo en español, por favor. Anyway, okay. Kareem, last question before we get into the discourse. Kareem, congratulations. You're going to be a dad.
Zaddy.
Congrats.
Dadfluencer.
Zaddy. No, you're going to be a dad.
Zadfluencer.
Zadfluencer. So my question is how is this going to affect your content? Because a lot of your content is being single, douchey, on Raya. You
what?
Make a lot of Raya content
what?
And all that
stuff.
That
was the old me, bro.
Yeah, and that's what
that
I'm saying.
That was old me.
That's what this question is. How is that? How is your new transition into fatherhood going to affect your content? And are you going to pivot to dad content now?
Look,
and that's what, like, this is what the people want to know.
So, I think the content you all know and love, to all my fans out there,
mm-hmm.
the content that you all know and love will continue to exist.
Your baby mama is your best
to all my fans. You may see a story here and there about a stroller.
Oh, okay, got him.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah, yeah, free.
A
yeah.
car seat, free. Free.
You don't even have, do you have a car?
Of course.
Oh, you do?
You okay. got to try to get the
Papa,
snoo.
Papa got a new car.
Wow.
For the baby.
Wow.
Because Papa was driving an old Land Rover.
Okay.
Because that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a piece of shit. I mean, it broke down all the time, but at
yeah,
least it was
Land
like,
Rovers
oh, look at this
are hard
guy.
To fucking fix. Cause
it was horrible.
Get the
I had to fix it in the Bronx all the time. And
yeah.
I had to drive to the Bronx to fix it, and it would take days. And
yeah,
anyways.
You, that's why people get Hondas and Toyotas.
I know.
The easiest
and
to fix.
Now your boy has a Volvo.
Wow. Still tough to fix, but better.
But
easier.
It's safety. Number one safety,
safety
in the world.
Wow.
So I,
already transition. You can't even
cool.
say
he's,
it. Yeah.
He's not
that's
as cool
what I'm saying. You wanted to do the podcast with sunglasses on. I'm like, you probably were going to need the sunglasses because you're not going to sleep because you're going to be a dad.
Look, I think I do not think I will post the baby.
Right. That's controversial.
That's
controversial.
A discussion
no,
we've had
I'm
on the
not,
Patreon. Before.
I don't want to be an influencer. I don't want to be a dadfluencer.
You don't
I really
be like,
don't
my
want
dad, my kid shit on me.
Yeah. I'm not going to I'm not pivoting my humor to like
dad
be a
content.
Dad. Yeah. I'm not a dad funny. I'm like, I'll post about it for the free stuff. Literally, yeah. that's if you see a post, it's because I needed something.
Yeah, okay.
That
you
is
gotta,
it. Otherwise, my child will live in peace.
Into well, yeah. the snoo. It's this really fancy.
Honey, honey, I already got it.
You got the snoo?
Wow.
Damn, it'll
I
rock
got
your
the,
baby.
He's not new to this. He's true to
I
this.
Got,
baby.
I got my girl gave me a list, and I said, it's like going mm-hmm. to the grocery store. I said, I'll be right back, but I went to the couch and I went on Instagram.
And you DM'd everybody.
And I said, hey, I'm having a baby, blah, 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 blah. May I? And
also,
they all
like,
said yes.
sorry, but like,
I'm,
also,
I'm
you being brown too, it's like they want like ethnic, like
ethnically ambiguous dad.
Ethnically ambiguous dad using their product, like, come on, and an influencer too, and like, oh, God.
That's a big gap. Because those snoos are.
They're expensive.
They're expensive.
But the snoo, they're,
what is a snoo, first of all?
It's a like bassinet that will rock
we'll move it, okay.
your baby, and it will like vibrate, and it'll like, it can like sense when your baby is like waking up, and it'll like put it back to sleep. It's like an
it
AI
replicates
bassinet.
The womb. It replicates the womb.
Yeah.
Well, baby,
as much as
I got
can.
My own snoo. If you're a mid-level slackler, I'll put
oh,
you
boy.
Right to sleep.
Oh, boy. You should have a baby with a slackler.
Problem
no, solved.
I don't know about
having and you can
a,
be the patron.
Well.
Yeah.
We'll
I'll tell you about the book, and then
yeah,
I'll tell you which branch of the
know.
Sacklers is okay to talk.
I don't know. I'm like.
We don't have to do the Sacklers.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Someone
okay.
Else.
Someone else. Cause
do a Biden.
I would honestly. Hunter, listen. I can
Millie
fix him.
Biden.
Millie Biden. Let me tell
I could
you.
Fix him is exactly
I could
right.
fix
That's
him.
That's your slogan for the
I
whole thing.
I could fix him. You know. And listen. I watched the sex tape, and there's some dark energy there. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Anyway.
Should we get into it?
We should get into it. Okay.
Audible's best of 2024 picks are here. Discover the year's top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals in all your favorite genres. From memoirs and sci-fi to mysteries and thrillers, Audible's curated list in every category is the best way to hear 2024's best in audio entertainment. Like a stunning new full cast production of George Orwell's 1984. Heartfelt memoirs like Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's Lovely One. The year's best fiction, like The Women by Kristen Hannah, and Percival Everett's brilliantly subversive James. Audible. There's more to imagine when you listen. Go to audible.com/imagine and discover all the year's best waiting for you.
You know that feeling when your favorite brand really gets you? Deliver that feeling to your customers every time. Memorable moments like these are key to building your business and your brand. Klaviyo turns your customer data into real-time connections across AI-powered email, SMS, and more, making every moment count, so you can continue to build smarter, more meaningful relationships with your customers. Build smarter digital relationships with your customers and make every moment count with Klaviyo. Learn more at klaviyo.com/BFCM.
You got mail. Listen, first off, I like to start the show. Well, we have two updates before I start. And I like to start the show. I mean, we should play the game first, right?
Yeah.
So I like to start the show with what are they talking about? And this is the segment of the show where I give you a response that someone posted on Twitter, and you have to tell me what the fuck they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Usually you're never going to get it right.
I've never gotten it right one time.
You never get it right.
I might get it right.
Okay.
You might.
Is it about your tweets or about tweets in general?
Tweets in general.
Okay.
Things in general.
I'm getting
not
game,
tweets,
game
just like things.
Okay.
So this is from Sargon of Akkad, I guess. This is what the world looked like before mass immigration, widespread racial and gender guilt activism, and before bankers had totally screwed the economy for their own game. People were just allowed to be themselves, and they did fun and wholesome things for their own sake. What is this person talking about? This person, they're called Carl Benjamin. What is Carl Benjamin referring to?
They're talking about an Alien Ant Farm concert.
Yes!
At a boxing ring.
Yes!
Oh my God! It's the first gotten right ever.
Because you don't hear that online too.
It is
in response, not to the concert, but into the Alien Ant Farm music video.
For Smooth Criminal.
It's just a bunch of white people acting up, and this guy's like, this is what America
It used to look like before mass immigration. I don't think that's true, but whatever. Because this came out in 2001.
There was mass immigration.
No, he's right.
Widespread racial and gendered guilt.
All right, Swifties, you heard it here first. This guy hates women.
And before bankers totally screwed the economy again, I would say 2001 is really the height of bankers. They're actively screwing the economy.
And it really comes to fruition into that.
Okay.
Well, you got it right. Our first ever in history.
Wow, that's incredible.
Next, we have two updates before we get into the discourse. First, we have a Gag City update. And specifically, Gag City, we talked about how fans would create AI-generated art in this pink format to promote Nicki Minaj's album, Gag City. Or she's taking you to Gag City. Or no, Pink. Sorry. The album is called Pink Friday 2. And she says she's taking you to Gag City. So the fans made AI-generated art in the format of Gag City. Nicki Minaj then to promote, this is the update from when we covered it on our first ever free feed episode. Nicki Minaj posted a image of her with fingers, like Nicki Minaj's fingers, but they were AI generated, so there were six fingers on the hand. And then this Twitter person, Quentin, just tweeted, like screenshotted the story and wrote six fingers, you know, just to like point out that he has six fingers. And then Nicki Minaj wrote back on Twitter. She reposted. She said, let's find you six dicks now to suck. Gag City. Stalker tings. Obsession tings. Hashtag Gag City. Hashtag Press Play featuring at Future is out now. Kiss face emoji. Whatever. And then this person said, Nicki quoted me. And if you manage to ignore the spelling mistakes, it seems like she defends herself as if I attacked her while I'm actually attacking the use of AI. I have nothing against her nor her music. Because I guess the morally wrong thing is that Nicki Minaj is a millionaire and she could just pay someone to make a image of her fingers
and not use the
AI, which gave her six fingers.
It is funny to post something where you have six fingers and not notice that you've got that extra finger on there.
I mean, I feel like it was intentional.
No, it wasn't.
Six dicks.
Well, she said six dicks after.
I know, and that's a hilarious response.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is
And
Nicki.
That's why you don't activate the barbs.
I stand with Nicki.
This is why you can't activate the barbs.
Oh, we have to pay someone to take a picture of a hand.
No,
put it in the AI. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God. See, this is why we don't have patrons of the arts, because then they just get motherfucking AI instead of getting a rich person like Nicki Minaj to get a graphic designer some work.
But I do feel like because Gag City was all AI, she's contributing in an AI. Like, I do think it's intentional use of AI because Gag City was all AI generated.
It's cheesy. Like, it's cheesy to do AI. AI is already cheesy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, we did this AI release, blah, 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 blah. It's like, snooze.
Yeah. But.
But.
not this. What is it? What's the snow? The snoo.
The snoo.
For your baby.
Hashtag those photos will be real.
Yeah.
Those photos will be real.
All right. And one more update is that on the 9-month cruise, so we all know that TikToker Mark Sebastian's on the 9-month cruise right now. And he was doing a TikTok live from the Pinnacle Lounge, mm-hmm. which is the exclusive lounge for Royal Caribbean, like high class members. And he was doing a TikTok live in the Pinnacle Lounge. Someone called Royal Caribbean and snitched on him. Someone watching the TikTok live called him, snitched on him, got him kicked out of the Pinnacle Lounge, and then he had to go to the guest services offices to get scolded. So
you're not allowed to. No one's allowed to see the Pinnacle Lounge. Why did? What did he?
Because
what
he's
did he
not
violate?
A Pinnacle
oh,
Lounge.
Oh, because he wasn't supposed to be.
But
in the
he
Pinnacle
was a
Lounge.
Guest or somebody at the Pinnacle Lounge, and it was because he was TikToking. He was doing a live stream from
wow.
there. But people are snitching.
Wait, people are snitching.
Can you tell me about the 9-month cruise?
Wow, that's a different episode. That's a whole episode.
I'll
There's a 9-month
right,
cruise
I'll
right
be
now.
Right back.
Yeah, I know. Listen to the episode. Come back. We'll keep going. No, it's basically a 9-month cruise that sailed in December, and it ends this September. So it's going for 9 months, and it's going to like every continent except for
Africa.
It's going to Egypt, but it's not going to like Ghana or like Kenya or like coastal.
It's not
like
going
coastal.
To proper Africa.
Yeah, it's not going to coastal Africa. No, Egypt is Africa.
But I know.
Put a pin
I know.
In that Discord. That's
know.
Not for us.
Yeah, come on.
I
that's
know.
Not,
I
that's
agree.
Not what we're doing.
Look, I agree.
Yeah, well, it's not agree or not. It's facts. But is it? But it's not considered. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, it's not like.
I have a whole.
Think, yeah,
a
whole
lot
thing.
Of thought about this.
Well. You know, listen.
North African American.
North African American. All right. Well, please don't say the N-word. Because our
no,
producer
no. So here's the
back.
Deal.
She can't.
I'm not going to say it. But what my point is about North African American is that I've been encouraged to say it. And I'm like, I'm not saying it.
Okay.
I've been encouraged by white people and black people.
Well
the white people shouldn't be engaging in
that. And this is why you got to stay off Raya, baby. Because you know what I'm saying? And the black people are saying that they don't love you. Okay, great. So, are we ready for the discourse?
We're ready for the discourse.
Okay, so today's discourse is about, I want you to fill in the blanks, the best thing that you know how.
Okay.
This discourse is about how blank aesthetic is out and this new aesthetic is in. Can you guess what the old aesthetic was and what the new aesthetic is? To be a hint, I dressed as best as I could, given the 30 minutes I had to get ready in the new aesthetic.
Okay, I keep seeing this word Delulu.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, bitch, fuck you.
But I do love the idea of
I don't
Delulu
know what it
aesthetic.
Is. I just
Delulu
keep seeing
aesthetic.
People say Delulu.
Delulu is delusion, but
continue. Oh, okay, tight.
Yeah, it means delusional.
Okay,
it's like
something
cute.
With Gen Z.
Okay, stop.
It is Gen Z, I guess.
No, like Dominatrix? Yeah.
Okay, no. So it's about, okay.
Just guessing what Melly,
no,
delusional dominatrix.
I also have those Today's discourse is about how the clean girl aesthetic is out and the mob wife aesthetic is in.
Yeah, so we're thinking
okay.
Carmela Soprano.
Okay.
Any woman on The Sopranos, but Carmela and Adriana, I think, are being lifted
Adriana's
up.
Bad,
Adriana,
girl. She's bad.
Absolutely
she's
one
bad.
Of the hottest
she's
women
bad.
On television.
Wow.
And they did her,
she's
and
bad.
And Christopher didn't appreciate her, right?
Well,
yeah, that's what I'll say.
Shortly after, more into this trend, shortly after the trend of quiet luxury, which is, think, what is it, her name?
$2,000 blankets.
Yeah, well, you have the hashtag for that later. Shiv Roy from Succession, which, you know, again, it's like old money, minimalist styles, muted color palettes, just basically expensive, plain looking shit that was quiet luxury. And then we had the clean girl aesthetic, which is neutral shades, glowing skin, highly sculpted, yet quote unquote barely there.
Think Hailey Bieber.
Hailey Bieber. What does she want? Like a glazed donut skin, which is so fucking crazy. I don't think Hailey Bieber's ever eaten a donut in her life.
She's aware of that. She's seen
she's,
one.
She's engaged with the idea of donuts. Now it's all about the mob wife. So now we're going to quickly listen to this video if I can.
We're doing messy hair. We're doing big furs. If your hair isn't perfectly slicked back, that is totally fine. It's an attitude. It's an aura. We all want to be the mob boss's wife because she is a boss in and of herself. Mob wife is unbothered. She has places to be. She has people to see. She does not deal with your bullshit. She doesn't take anything from anyone. She always has a fur just thrown over. She has red lips. She has red fingernails. She always has like smoky makeup. We're going to keep doing the big blowouts. Tiger print head to toe. I want leopard print. I want cheetah print. I want all of the animal prints. Mob wife is honestly like a girl boss that would be caught dead using the word girl boss. We want messy hair. We don't have time for perfection. We want big, bold outfits. We are never extra enough. We are giving glamour and there is nothing quiet about this luxury. We want shades on always. We are blocking every hater. Wow. We want all the jewelry. Yeah. We want big chains. We want big rings. We want to be covered in jewels. I honestly want like those chunky old school French manicures, but like the big square ones. You know the vibes. You know the vibes. We're all dressing like our very stylish Italian grandma that we don't actually have, but we wish that we did. This makeup is coming back too. We want smoky makeup. We don't care about being clean anymore. We don't have time to be clean. Again, we have places to go. Messy hair, messy makeup. That's the vibe. We've even already been seeing Kylie Jenner rock this makeup for a while. We're doing less contour. We're doing less bronzer. We don't care if we're pale. We're doing a dark lip and we're doing a smoky eye, but it's like minimal. We didn't try that hard because again, we gotta go. That's it. That's vibe now.
Yep. So that's mob wife aesthetic.
Okay. Let's
let's hear reflections, thoughts as you, as an Italian American.
I am. Yes. My mom's side is Italian. So I feel ready to comment on this. I will say
Italian from New Jersey. Too,
Italian so. From New, for real. That's we did Feast kind. Of the Seven Fishes for Christmas. That's very Italian thing to do. I think that the way that this TikToker described the aesthetic was correct. I would push back against the idea that the mob boss's wife is a girl boss of her own type. Yeah. Or that it's like the mob boss's wife is getting yelled at by her husband, who's a psychopath, and then hiding kind of his cash in the walls.
That's also
not
what
really
I was
girl
say.
Bossing, I would say.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, you want this aesthetic? These women are always miserable. Like, I haven't seen one happy, like, really happy mob wife. The only kind of happy mob wife is Lady Gaga in House of Gucci.
Yeah.
And that's because
and she
she's
kills,
the mob.
She kills
yeah,
him.
She's
she
the mob.
Kills him. And yeah. I will...
Which also, I mean, did he have it coming?
Yeah, like, Carmela Soprano looks great. Adriana looks great on The Sopranos. I don't think they're, you're supposed to feel like they're happy.
They're definitely not happy.
No, Adriana is killed. Yeah. So, like, spoiler for The Sopranos.
And Carmella's
but Adriana,
tortured.
Yeah.
Not, like, physically.
And Carmella, like, lives...
Like, a lot of them hit their wives, too. I'm like, what are we doing, people?
Yeah, and Carmella's, like, perpetually cheated on. She's so, like, sad and stunted. She's constantly, like, trying to be the perfect wife for Tony, where he doesn't like care about being a good husband yeah. for her. She has a weird that almost affair with a priest.
I think this is a time to redefine what the mob wife
Too much content.
Means.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an opportunity for us to do some deep reflecting as we're doing right now.
Yeah,
but maybe in this new era. We're taking the look, but not the interpersonal relationships.
Yeah. I say wear a fur. Wear a leopard print. I love all
vintage
that.
Vintage and faux fur, please.
Yes.
Tito.
Yeah.
I support it. I'm like all in. I like it. I want everything to be maximalist.
Yeah.
Me too.
But I'm also just like, you can just wear that. You don't need some girl on TikTok to tell you, oh, don't clean girls out. Like, don't wash your ass.
But then we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Well, hello.
Yeah, I think you should wear what makes you look nice and feel pretty. And I think this is, I mean, we'll get into the discourse of this discourse, but I feel like one of the things I've seen on TikTok of people talking about this is just like, you should develop a sense of personal style. And
yeah.
that will move with
trends.
With trends for sure, but it also there are like things about it that are not changeable. So like for me, I'm in a pretty neutral outfit right now, but like I usually like to wear like stuff that's like a little quirky, a little funky piece. Yeah. I'm a beanie girl, yeah. All that stuff. Like that has not changed from when I was young. Some of the like key pieces of the style have changed, but like my sense of personal style has remained with me.
Yeah, I mean, that's like kind of the point is like, you know, there's trends in fashion and then there's your personal style. I mean, somebody, I did a show on Saturday and somebody came up to me and they're like, oh my God, I love your top. Your I love your outfit. I love your top. And I was like, oh yeah, I got this like from Target. And she's like, no, it's styling. Like the way you style this. And I'm like, oh shit. Yes, that was a great, best compliment. That's women give nice the best compliment. Compliments. That's men are nice just compliment. Like, I like her titties.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. So, let's talk about the backlash. So obviously many Italian Americans are saying their culture is not a costume and there seems to be a lot of infighting. And people, you know, a lot of people are dragging non-Italians for this, you know, especially I'm sure like if Italians were seen as like not white for a very long time and now there's like to see people kind of take the aesthetic is probably a mind fuck. And a lot of former mob wives are saying that if you aren't Italian and you're wearing this, you're just looking trashy or whatever. I don't know.
A fur coat, though?
I know, but...
Like, cheetah just... print? I'm sorry. I'll say it again. My credentials, we did the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Yeah,
she's Italian.
But I think stand down on that a little bit.
Well, and also I will say from, like, the black TikTok perspective is just like people are like we were always engaging in these trends, but also it's like now you know how it feels like when someone takes your aesthetic. It's like, you know, welcome to our life, you know. That's what the thing is. Something that was really interesting that I really liked a point was from at Olivia Mancuso, who is a first-generation Sicilian, and she was saying that she recently spent time with her family in Sicily, and she says that, which is a point that we kind of talk about too, it's like, when people immigrate here to the U.S., their thoughts of what their culture was back home are stuck in the time from when they came. So, like, wow. So that's why you see a lot of people like really obsessed with traditional gender roles, because this is how they do it in Italy or this and that. Or like, you know, while the people in the prospective countries like have moved on and progressed. So like a lot of stereotypes that we have about Italians and Italian people are antiquated to like when a majority of Italian immigrants came to the U.S. was from like the 50s. So something that that like kind of brought this on for me is like in the Latin discourse, when we're talking about like using gender inclusive Latin language, like Latine or Latinx, you know what I mean? Like Hispanic Americans in America are like, no one fucking uses that, this and that. But like their idea of what Latin culture is from when they came, which was 20, 30 years. But like, if you go in Mexico or in Chile or in Dominican, like they are progressing with language. So it's just, I don't know. It's really interesting when we're talking about mob boss wives and stuff, like even, cause this girl was like, you know, in Sicily, everybody does like the gender roles aren't so defined. Like men are taking care of the kids and this and that, like just how in the US mm-hmm. too, but it's like this patriarchy and stuff is part of Italian American culture in a way that like Italy has progressed in this way. So I thought that was an interesting point. And I personally, now, you know, before I open it up to the floor, I personally feel like this is an effect of, you know, a lot of mostly white women, but like also people and like Gen Z and all this stuff, like over labeling themselves to like fit into these all smaller categories of like, you know, not really like being fluid through things, but it's like, oh, this is out, this is in, this is, you know, I don't know. So yeah, that's what I'll say, and I'm gonna open it to the class.
Yeah, well, I guess my initial thought is just, number one, I do agree with the over labeling. I feel like it's just like, just say fur coats and animal print are in, and then it wouldn't be like this weird cultural thing.
Or maximalist, like,
yeah, maximalism. I don't know. I feel like
or opulence.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, I don't know. Trends change, but I feel like the fact that we have to label it
Do you guys think she's dead serious? I feel like she's trolling.
No, well, that's the thing.
I feel like she's a little bit like, but I feel, knows but what she's doing.
This is like three other or four other videos that I could have chosen from where they're all like mob wife is.
I think they're all in cahoots.
I don't know.
No, because I think people
These
like
people are dumb.
I think people like when it was like normcore. Do you remember normcore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was like, what, 4 years ago, 3 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, but people are still dressing like that.
I know. People have always dressed like that. And people always dress like that. Like, nothing changes, but people just like to say, like, oh, it's normcore now. Gorpcore. Do you know Gorpcore? It's
when Gorpcore, you wear, like, I'm not familiar.
Gorpcore is when you wear, like, full, like, Arc'teryx, like, functional, like, hiking boots, but you're just going to, like, grab a matcha latte from the city.
Oh,
but
so
you wear,
a white
like,
man,
an Arc'teryx,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, exactly. Just a guy.
Just a guy.
But.
Oh, those are the kinds. I don't know if it's called Gorpcore, but those kind of guys I describe as, like, their Instagram is just pictures of leaves.
Yeah, but they're hype beast ones. Like, they got, like a pair of, like, $2,000, like, Nike Rick Owens collab boots that have, like, a 3M sole. And then, like, it's like, functionally, it's actually impractical because you don't need all of this gear to, like, go to Manhattan.
Yeah.
But I do think people just, like, I think it's, for me, at least as an outsider who doesn't really participate in any of these things,
mm-hmm. Well, you
I
just
think
called
it's
yourself
fun.
A zaddy, so...
No, I think it's fun.
Okay, interesting.
Like, I would be like, you know what? I might make a fucking video that says, yeah, mob men.
Yeah,
fuck it. We're all
the mob
dressing
man
like,
aesthetic.
We're all dressing like killers. No, you gotta
you should,
wear...
Why don't you... You should do mob husband.
Yeah, you gotta keep the blicky on you, and you gotta keep it concealed. Mm-hmm. The blicky's a gun for those
Okay.
Okay.
I got that. I speak TikTok.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know. I think they're trolling. I really do
okay,
think they're trolling.
Okay, so you as a brown man, as an Arab, are gonna say you're gonna keep the blicky on you.
Yeah, I keep the blicky
And then
on
post
me.
It on the internet.
100%.
We'll see how your flight
I'm
list.
Gonna say... look, we're doing mob husband, Tony Soprano vibes. Keep the blicky on you.
Oh, jeez.
Keep the blicky on you at all times.
Yeah.
And then I'll do a video like that.
I feel like mob husband could go two different ways, which is either like the just like white undershirt, like sweatpants, whatever.
Yeah.
Or you're wearing a full suit.
Yeah.
It's pinstripe.
Yeah.
There's a hat.
There are
two divergent.
Where do you
mob
fall in
husband.
The hierarchy? Are you a freaking loser? Or
yeah.
Are you a freaking tough guy?
But again, but Tony, he's the boss. I feel like Tony wasn't wearing a full suit, but
Tony's
some of the other, if we're talking,
Tony
big pussy,
is comfortable.
Tony's
comfortable.
Very
Tony's
comfortable.
Cozy core.
Cozy core.
Yeah.
Wow. We're making up new subgenres.
But I feel like some of the other ones, Big Pussy, Polly, they
I
would
didn't
wear...
watch Sopranos. Actually.
Wow.
Well,
well
you gotta
Millie,
know that there's a guy named
me.
Big Pussy on there.
Well,
there. Well, there's
I got
a character
a big
named
pussy
Big Pussy.
If there's
and...
a mid-level slacker on I'm kidding. It's not funny that the Sacklers are evil.
Millie's not going to date a Sackler,
Millie's
guys.
Gonna date a Sackler.
Millie's
gonna date a Sackler.
Kareem, please. First of all, I will say though, which got edited out. Is that, you know, I need help because there's no Raya on Androids. So I'm out here struggling.
Holy
on
wait, shit.
That's
crazy. Discrimination.
Bro, that's
I said
classism.
That in the, I said that on the Subway takes, but it got edited. So it just said Android discrimination.
Oh, my
But
it,
there's no Raya on.
Wow. I'm shaken by that.
So
I'm
that's what I'm saying. I'm out
shook.
Here on Hinge talking to normies. Like, come on, dog.
Wow.
I can't.
No.
I'm trying to get with the Sackler, but I'm just. Well, I want to fuck a DJ. Well, I have fucked DJs and they suck. But I'm like, I want to fuck a special one.
Get a dating phone.
Get, I know. I almost thought.
It's
I
just
almost
the
thought,
iPhone.
But then you might not even get on. That's the thing. I'm
I'll
like,
get you on.
Or people have invited me. No, because I was like, oh, I'm gonna get an iPad just to get because you can do it on iPad, right,
Bro,
Raya?
That's tight.
But then I'm like, I don't want to get an iPad. And I was gonna get like an old iPad just to get the Raya
app.
That's
so funny. You should definitely do it just for the bit.
Just for the bit. But
it's
then I was like, what
crazy.
if I don't? Because I have friends who like haven't gotten on. So I'm like, I don't want to fucking buy a $300 iPad.
No, you'll get on.
I would think so, but I, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I'm like,
if anyone listening can ensure that Millie will get on Raya, we'll get her
she's
an
literally
ancient
getting an iPad.
iPad so
and
that
if you don't
she
know what
can
Raya
get on
is,
Raya.
It's the invite only Tinder. It's Tinder for celebrities. Well. I think we can just move on to
Grasshole of the Week. Okay, so Grasshole of the Week is our segment every week where we declare the person or persons who need to touch grass the most. This is sometimes loving. Sometimes it's someone we don't like. Sometimes.
Last week it was the guy who sued 30 women because of the Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Someone posted about him in there and he sued him, for like $75
million.
$75
million.
Did he win?
Fuck ongoing.
Because Kareem's like, I got some things. Listen, you're going to be a dad. You can't be engaging in this shit.
For this week's grass hole, mm-hmm. there are two people who could potentially be the grass hole, and I think we're going to decide. And this really goes into the Kareem as influencer discourse. So yeah, I'm very excited to hear, as someone who's doing brand partnerships,
all of these
what you feel about this. Okay. So we are talking about makeup TikToker Michaela Nogueira and this guy Matthew Stevens, who owns a self-tanner business. He's kind of an influencer in his own right. He has like 700,000 followers, but Michaela has 15 million.
Yeah.
So she's
Keith Lee level.
Yeah, she's an influencer on a different level. You guys might remember her. She has this thick Boston accent.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, the Kardashians. But
you don't know Michaela?
Okay, she has this thick Boston accent. And if this podcast had premiered 1 year ago, if we were podcasting one year ago, we would have been talking about Michaela because pretty much one year ago.
Yeah.
She was the discourse because she allegedly used false eyelashes in a mascara review.
Yeah, everyone said this mascara is really good, but then everyone's like, "Those are falsies."
Those are falsies.
Bro, that's fucked up.
So, but she has since bounced back from that. So, I wanted to just play one clip of her super quick so you can hear the Boston accent. Okay.
This brush is supposed to give you the perfect nose contour. God. Do I think it's a gimmick? Of course I fucking do.
I don't like that at all. I feel like I just had a sleep paralysis demon come into my fucking earlobe. That is gross.
Immediate
it's crazy
ick
how
from
you're
Kareem.
Scared of Swifties, but you'll activate against Boston.
I don't give a... That is a gross... person
that so
I don't know I'm not right. even trying to say it about the accent, that's just a gross person,
so maybe wow. maybe she's our grass
makeup
hole.
Though
I'm not saying her looks are gross, I don't okay. even know what she looks like.
So one side of this argument is Michaela.
Okay,
on the other side we have Matthew Stevens, who owns a self-tanner business,
mm-hmm.
and he posted a TikTok this weekend, a video that has 12.7 million views.
Wow.
At this point. The video is 10 minutes long, so I'm going to summarize it, the video.
Please.
So basically, he owns this self-tanner business, and the big thing about his self-tanner is that it... they like do a specialized skin assessment for you, so you get a special color for your self-tanner. He posts this video, and the video starts with an image of Michaela behind him, and he says, "Michaela's lies have cost me $10,000.
Wow.
The caption on this video is, "I'm sorry, Michaela. I tried to handle this privately, but you don't care. I never would have spent all this money if you had not told me you were posting the next day. If you tell someone you're going to do something, you do it. My mental health has been shit this last month because of this." And basically, what he describes is that he once made a video trying to get Michaela to review his self-tanner.
Yeah.
She did not. But then she reviewed a bigger company that he says ripped off his self-tanner. So then they get in DMs together. They're talking back and forth. He gets in direct contact with Michaela. She says, "I always support small businesses. I have your self-tanner. I'm going to review the self-tanner."
Wow.
They exchange phone numbers. They're actually texting.
Wow.
She says, "I'm going to review the self-tanner." 2 months pass by. So then he does a live where I guess he had signaled to his followers that Michaela was going to review the self-tanner. And then they were asking about it. And he was like, "Forget about it. She's not reviewing the self-tanner." This prompted his fans to go into her comments and say, "Review this fucking self-tanner." So then she texts him and she says, "Did you mention me on your live? Because everyone's saying that I got to review your self-tanner. I'm going to do it. I'm going to review the self-tanner." She says, "I'm going to review the self-tanner tomorrow."
Okay.
So.
I'm so caught up in this. This is insane.
This is where.
I love this.
In my opinion, if I can editorialize, I think Matthew made a bit of a blunder.
Okay.
So Matthew says that he had once seen a video from Michaela in which she said that sometimes she doesn't review indie brands because once they are reviewed, they don't have the stock.
The fulfillment.
Stock to handle the bump that getting a review from Michaela will bring. So Matthew.
I have a story about that.
So Matthew takes out a loan for $10,000.
He's an idiot.
And buys $10,000 worth of stock of his self-tanner.
Matthew.
Do you think that Michaela posted the review?
No.
Michaela didn't make the review.
No, Michaela didn't make the review. And now the video kind of takes a weird detour where he's like, but she posted another video and she clearly has a tan on, but the tan looks bad. And I realized it was a spray tan and she looks orange and she looks bad. And I'm just like, whatever. So then
but also got him.
Yeah. But, so then he directly texts Michaela and shows the screenshot of that saying like, you look beautiful. I wish you had talked to me about application. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay. Now he's getting weird. Yeah.
So then she, I guess, says like, oh, it got away from me. I didn't post the review. That was around Christmas time. It's been 2 weeks since then. So now he has taken to TikTok to say Michaela's lies cost him $10,000.
That's so funny.
Because she did not review his bronzer. Michaela has had to respond, and she basically said, I think Steven's a nice guy. It got away from me. I should have reviewed the tanner. I would never tell someone to take out a loan for $10,000.
So she still hasn't reviewed it.
No, she has not reviewed.
That's the best part.
No, she has not reviewed the tanner.
She made another video that says, I would never do this.
I would never tell someone.
But she didn't make a video that says, it's pretty good. Buy the stuff.
She is holding the tanner in the new video.
That is so fucking funny. She's trolling. Okay, I changed my mind. I like her.
So
I'm back in.
That brings us to who do we feel is the grasshole in this situation? Because what I will say is there was no formal contract. Yeah. This wasn't a brand deal. Yeah. She was going to, for free, review his product.
Yeah. No, the guy is the asshole.
Well, to
100%.
Me, okay. I'm going to say this. I one time... around the holidays, like 6 years ago, somebody's like, hey, we need help with this candle company. And I went and I got $100 cash for the day, and I was literally like filling up candles, whatever. And it was like fucking mayhem in this one like little studio. And we're like, what happened? The guy was like, yeah, I have this small candle company. It was reviewed on Good Morning America. And from yesterday to today, we had 20,000 orders and we're fucking drowning. And my mom's here, like his whole family was there, and they're working 24 hours a day to try to fulfill all the orders in the time that it says on the website. So like, I do understand that, like, yeah, and then people are calling and complaining and pissed at this guy, like, what the fuck? Where's my fucking candle? And then the guy's like, sorry, like, we got like all these orders. He's like, well, then don't go on Good Morning America.
Millie's choking on her take.
Well, guy's like, then don't go on Good Morning America, then, you ass. Like, these people are pissed. And I was like, so I understand. I don't think it's a smart business decision, but I also understand that, like, when you do get that kind of bump, like, it is overwhelming. So this guy's trying to like be proactive and prepare, but he's still an idiot. Like, I think both of them are like grassholes.
No,
we're not talking about assholes. We're talking about grassholes. People who need to log off.
Bro, he's DeLulu.
I think that
he's DeLulu.
Yeah, I think that
she didn't do anything wrong. People
DeLulu.
Say like, people are like, hey, let's grab dinner, and then you're like, all right, yeah, we should, and then we don't, and no one gets mad.
I do feel like also when you are dealing with an influencer on the level of someone who has 15 million followers, who is doing brand deals, who probably does have stuff that she legit has to post because of a contract, you have to know that reviewing yourself tanner for free
it's
is the bottom
priority
of this person's totem pole. I do understand, as someone who... I recently had this situation where a person kept telling me they were going to hire me, and then they weren't, they didn't, and they would disappear and all this stuff. Like, I get the frustration being like, oh my God, I thought this was going to happen. I thought my business
was
going to change.
Yeah, it was
going to
change
bump.
Everything.
It's such a bummer not to, but you can't. He also, in the video, is like, the loan took 24 hours for me to like get, and then I ordered all the product. I'm like, so just wait until the video is posted. Like, just wait until you actually see.
Yeah,
if you've been doing back and forth with this woman, she's told you multiple times she's going to post it and doesn't post it. Wait until you see that video in your feed and then get this loan out. Or try to do a real brand deal with her. And then she has to deliver.
Hey,
for
no,
sure.
Exactly.
That's actually great.
Yeah, because that's the thing, too, is that you don't have anything until, like, there's nothing until... There has to be an incentive for the other. Like, what's Michaela's incentive for her to do this, right? It's like, you got, she gets free product. She probably has, her fucking house is probably like to
bursting
the brim
with free product.
With free product. Like, that's not an incentive anymore. It's like, what are you going to do to get this like bump? You know what I mean? And it's just like, it has to be a two-way street.
It sounds like she was being nice, honestly. Even communicating with this person. She could have left him on red.
Yeah, that's
she
true. Could,
and I don't think she's... It seems like he just is literally actually DeLulu. And was like... He did the whole like, okay, so this is going to happen and this is going to happen. So I need to get a $10,000 loan
to
buy the product for something that has not added.
I get
the preparation.
When I say like I understand, I'm like... I understand why he did that. I don't agree. And I do agree with you guys that whatever. And I also think, like, it's also just this entitlement of, like, just because someone supports small businesses and all, like, you're not entitled to Michaela to do shit for you.
Yeah.
You know? And anything that she does is extra. You know, to make her, honestly, to make her content good, it would behoove her to all not just do Maybelline, like big brands all the time, and to switch it up. And I know, like, one time, like, very recently, one of her videos was just taking another makeup artist's videos and like doing the same look and seeing what she thought of it, and that bumped that girl up, and that girl didn't expect anything, and it was just like a nice thing to do. So like, I understand you want to change up your thing, but it's like, yeah, you can't. It's this entitlement of like, oh, well, she said so, she has to. It's like, no, man.
I also feel like he was kind of chasing her down in a way. It's like he made a video being like, review myself, Tanner. Yeah. Then he's like, it's not a coincidence that she reviewed a different self-tanner that does
the same
thing.
Well, they probably paid her like
$7,000. Yeah, I'm like, or that company probably paid her.
$20,000.
Who knows?
That, like, that company
that's
probably,
so funny.
Probably paid her. And then it's like, you're in her DMs. I do feel like I'm like, Michaela, you do not need to be good.
I wish I had a fucking manager that worked as hard as that guy for me.
Well.
Yeah. And then it's like, to go on live and be like, she's not reviewing it. I'm like, you are putting too much of your business and the future, you are creating this world in which Michaela is going to do something for your business that, like,
you could have done. Imagine if he put all that effort into fucking promoting, or he could have reached out to 15 different fucking influencers that have a million followers,
right? Like, just
or
find
whatever.
Some lower level
people that would do it for free, or do it for product or whatever, or pay them $500 or whatever.
Yeah, I just
DeLulu. You're
He's
right.
DeLulu,
you're right.
Bro.
DeLulu.
So are we in agreement that Matthew Stevens is our grass hole?
Matthew Stevens, go touch grass.
And I'm sorry that you spent $10,000. $10,000 to
fuck
take
with
out
the
a
vision.
Loan.
I fuck
I
with
fuck,
the vision.
No, I get it. Like,
I
when
think
you're caught off guard, it
he's
fucks
great.
You up.
He's an entrepreneur. He's working hard. He's not just sitting there. He's trying to make it happen. He's using all of the things that he has to his disposal. But you can't blame her.
Yeah.
That's the part that's wrong. He could do all these things and just be like, well, I took an L privately. I took an L. I took out this loan. I thought this was going to happen. It's not like this shit goes expired. Like,
well,
it's
some
sell
of it does, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not like it's cheese or like hummus.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like he can have a stock, do a 50% upsell. She might even do it eventually.
I mean, this video has 12 million views, so he might have gotten what he wanted.
I think he
at
did.
The end of the day.
Well,
I kind of feel like
it's
he
a
was
blessing
like,
in disguise.
He was like, I'm using this bitch to sell myself Tanner,
whether she likes it or not, or whether
I get on Instagram
that's,
and say this.
Look, he's more power to him for trying.
Yeah.
But
well,
I think it's the
He tried it, and it might have been successful.
I think it sounds like it worked. We're talking about it.
Yeah,
well,
we're talking about it.
And if we're talking about it, that means that it's
the pinnacle of pop culture.
And she did have to respond, and she is holding it, but she's not reviewing
it. Okay.
I love that she's not reviewing it.
And right now, Matthew Stevens, Kareem said that he will put the self-tanner on his baby.
I never said that. Do not.
And it
do
will be
not.
On, it will get on the snoo.
I have no power. compared to Michaela, I have no power.
Yeah. All right, I think that brings us
to the end
of the episode. This was, I feel like this was a high velocity episode.
We want to respect Kareem's time because he's about to be a zaddy. So
yeah, he's about to be a zadfluencer.
Thank you for saying it.
Listen, guys, follow us on Patreon. We got a great episode about being dad where I'm fucking fighting for my life with my losing. I lost my voice after that thing.
And Millie's having to read 40
tweets about this guy who didn't open a fucking can for his daughter.
So definitely support Millie there. Follow at Go Touch Grass Pod on everything. Kareem, where can people follow you, find your projects, all that good stuff?
On Instagram, at Kareem, that's me, at Subway Takes, that's Subway Takes.
Yes.
On TikTok, at Keep the Meter Running, at Subway Takes, and at Kareem Rama. I think that's all. I think that's the only.
That's Kareem.
Oh, and on Spotify, Kareem Rama or Tiny Gun. That's my band. If you like
the Indie Sleaze Band,
if you like it,
band.
You should like it. It's pretty good, I think.
I think it's pretty good.
And y'all, you can follow me on Instagram at Pandalise and on TikTok at Elise Navidad.
Yeah, and you can follow me at Millie_Tamaris on Instagram, at Millie_Tamaris on TikTok, and at Millie Tamaris on Twitter, aka Lactose Intolerant.
Lactose Intolerant. And if you like the podcast, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating on or review on Spotify. Check out the Patreon, Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, please,
either of those
please.
Will be great. Check out the Patreon. Like we said, we've got that search history up about being dad. We're going to be doing another one. We let our patrons vote, and it looks like Colleen Ballinger won.
We're going to do a whole fucking deep dive on that.
We're going to do a whole deep dive on Colleen Ballinger.
Hope you guys like ukulele. Apologies.
And until next time,
go touch grass.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.